Hi, this is Jeff from New Concept. I would like to thank you for taking the time to download the part one audio clip discussing an introduction to Markhor techniques. I am developing audio tracks as an extra free educational medium to summarize the information which may be found on the www.mark-cards.com website. So let's get started. Basically, New Concept offers variations of both juice and luminous technology, which is commonly referred to as shade. In a nutshell, all shade technology is infinitely better than other professionally marked cards, which most frequently use variations of what is called cutout or blockout work. For those of you who do not know what cutout or blockout work is, please let me explain. Many years ago, gamblers and magicians used to mark cards by using a razor to scrape off parts of the printed areas of a card. They may have scraped off ink which looked like they added white lines to the back design. A good example of cutout work is to scrape off the ink in a bicycle deck to add a bird in the background. The extra bird in a strategic location would tell the performer the value of the card. Another example of cutout work is to scrape off ink to remove lines or designs from the card. A good example of this is to remove lines on a B-back design card or to extend the curls on cards with artistic designs, such as Camaro, which are 100% plastic playing cards. Adding curls is sometimes called scroll work. This marking technique is called cutout work because you are cutting out areas of the card by removing the printed ink. Conversely, blockout work is accomplished by using the same color ink as the card and filling in the white areas of the card. Both cutout work and blockout work can easily be detected by performing the gambler's riffle test. The gambler's riffle test is accomplished by riffling the cards and watching different areas of the back design as you riffle the cards. If the cards are marked using the most common professional methods, you will be able to see the marks jump around the back of the deck like you're watching an old-fashioned cartoon or movie. For this reason, some people also call this mark card detection technique going to the movies. In addition, by adding or removing ink, an observant spectator may find the marks by reflecting light off the back of the card to detect the difference in the card's finish. As you may suspect, scratching off or adding ink will tend to damage the finish of the card. Another disadvantage of cutout or blockout work is that the marks tend to be very small and subtle, so the cards must be read close up and you must have good vision to see the small discrepancies in the back design. I'll tell you, now that I'm older, I would look silly putting on reading glasses just to see marked cards. So, please listen to part two of the Introduction to Mark Card Techniques to find out how you can mark cards which pass the gambler's riffle tests and can be read close-up or at a distance. Or you can simply visit the www.mark-cards.com website to learn more about the highest quality state-of-the-art mark card technology. A major advantage is that our products are very easy to use and come with a signed and numbered comprehensive manuscript with color photographs giving you tons of ideas, as well as with video clips showing you exactly how simple it is to mark your own cards in about an hour. Note, it is important to know that New Concept cannot endorse the use of its products for gambling or any illegal activity. We design the world's finest technology for professional magicians, mentalists, and consultants who demonstrate gambling techniques only for educational purposes. Obviously, New Concept cannot control how people use its products, so for all customers with less than honorable intentions, let your conscience be your guide. New Concept reserves the right not to sell to customers who tell us that they will be using products for illegal activity. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed part one video clip, or audio clip rather. Bye-bye.